Sydney mother Jessica Kashan was a recovering alcoholic when she was given codeine pills after undergoing wisdom tooth surgery.
I took these hydrocodone pills for, I think, 2 weeks, but before I knew it, I was hooked, but I wasn't actually aware of it. I just automatically went down to the chemist and bought some Nurofen Plus, and that was when my next addiction began, and it just progressed.
At the height of her codeine addiction, the Sydney mother was taking up to 96 pills per day.
I should have died. You know, there were a few times where I woke up in a hospital bed, and, you know, and the last one was when, after this codeine addiction, was really when I had this, it was like some kind of awakening or something. It was like I had come out of a coma, and I just thought, you know, I'm not going to waste this second chance at recovery.
She's now helping others struggling with codeine addiction, setting up a support group and organising the annual Sydney Recovery Walk, which raises awareness about recovery from substance abuse. However, others are not so fortunate. Around 100 Australians die from codeine toxicity each year. But from February 1, the pills won't be as easily available over the counter. Australians will need a prescription from their doctor. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says the ban is aimed at saving lives. The government's chief medical officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says the problem of narcotic misuse is worsening.
The feeling is that these drugs are of little value as painkillers. People can get just as much pain relief by taking drugs which will remain available over the counter.
The changes are expected to cost taxpayers more than $300 million every year, and that's because more people will be visiting their GP to get access to these medications. Doctors are facing an estimated 8.7 million more patient visits annually as a result of the ban. But Professor Murphy says many people won't see their doctor if it's for short-term analgesia.
It's not likely that people are going to be recurrently going to GPs to get these drugs, because GPs are not likely to be prescribing repeatedly drugs which are of little value.
There are also concerns that people could resort to other drugs like cannabis or alcohol for alternative pain relief. Jessica Kashan has mixed feelings about the ban.
With my kids, it won't be readily available over the counter, so it's not a problem. But the people that are struggling at the moment, it's a real big worry that they may turn to other drugs or and not speak to their health professional. Like, people are really scared to talk to their families, you know.
But Professor Murphy believes the ban could help curb addiction.
If it's not easy to get hold of the drug, maybe that will be a wake-up call to them. So I think, you know, that there is potentially some concern that they could seek other drugs, but I don't think that's a reason to continue to provide legally and over-the-counter a drug which is drugs which are of really no value and are causing harm.
The ban puts Australia in line with the United States, most European countries and Japan, which have already regulated codeine medications. Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.